Pro Football Hall of Famer Isaac Bruce and Doc Holliday are rambling about those Los Angeles Rams. Ramble on. Hi, how are you? Welcome to another episode of Ramblings with Pro Football Hall of Famer Isaac Bruce and Doc Holliday. I am Doc Holliday. Isaac, what's up, man? How you doing, man? How was your weekend, brother?
Man, Doc, listen, a very, very interesting weekend for myself, man, all surrounding some football. So I had high school football, college football that piqued my interest. And definitely yesterday we had the Rams playing, so that piqued my interest as well. So just to start off, this past Friday, had an opportunity to go to Orlando or stay in Fort Lauderdale to see my high school play. So I chose to stay in Fort Lauderdale, and I'm glad I did, because, you know, the Memphis Tigers, we laid an egg.
Got an ass
24-7, the UCF. But then being here with my high school, Dillard High School, playing the number one team in the state. We're the number four team in the state, St. Thomas Aquinas. A very good football game, Doc. My guys played well, played hard. Going in 16-13, 3 minutes left in the game, tried to kick the time field goal to send it to overtime. It's blocked. But, you know, salute to my guys, coaching staff. They played a great football game, and I'm excited about my team, my high school, Dillard High School, heading into the playoffs that are coming soon, man.
But y'all didn't win, though.
No, we didn't win it.
But what happened at the end, y'all?
It does.
Y'all lost.
You know, we're close. I mean, we're still relevant. I mean, how's Fairly?
Hey, that's a good question. I mean, you know, that's a good question. We like 6-2, man. That's how we are. You know, I don't know what we did this past weekend because I wasn't at the game, but okay, you just got me up off your ass. Bro. Say no more. Jared Goff coming back home. Welcome, but bye-bye. Get your ass back out of here, man. Keep doing what you're doing. Jared Goff making a nice little homecoming, man, and he almost led his winless Detroit Lions to a dub, but it just didn't happen, man. We didn't play our best ball game, but we did get the W 28-19, bro.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely, Doc. I think, you know, Jared coming in with a little extra motivation from his standpoint, wanting to show everybody what, you know, what they're missing and show the Detroit Lions just what they have in the quarterback position. So coming out, man, he was pitching it. I mean, he looked exactly like the Jared Goff that we had for years. You know, he'll come out pretty strong. He'll take a little lull moment and probably see something different as far as coverage is concerned, and ultimately end up giving us the football. So, you know, just that added pressure of our front four and being able to, you know, read his tendencies. We ended up getting picks from it. And, you know, just having that opportunity of knowing who we're playing and just keep applying the pressure to him.
And you said a key word. You're right. We got the Jared Goff that we used to seeing. You're right. He made a couple of good throws, but then he made a couple of bad throws in a bad place. He ends up 22-36. We picked him up twice. We sacked him two times, that touchdown. But that last pick coming at a good time, because you know what, bro? You know, we run our record to 6-1. The Detroit had won a game, man. They just a damn train wreck. But still, we didn't play well, bro. We didn't come out focused and sharp. And this is what I wasn't fearing it, but I kind of figured that this would happen. But the good thing is we did get the W, but a lot of mistakes, man. Kind of a sloppy ball game for us. And this is really what we don't want to do. But luckily, we were playing a trash-ass team, and we were able to survive.
Well, you know what? You call them what you want to call them, Doc, but they have a very strong running game, running backs. That's Swift. I like that kid. They have a motivated defense led by those linebackers, guys who like to get after the quarterback. And what we saw, Doc, from other years, from the scouting report, the Detroit Lions defense, they went a lot of zero pressure. You know, if you remember back in the day, a couple years ago, you know, even in the Super Bowl, where that zero pressure gave our offense issues because we weren't getting the ball out quick enough, or we weren't being able to adjust to what we were seeing in front of us. So just having Aaron Glenn, which is the defensive coordinator over at Detroit, go back into the archives and bring that same style of defense out, man. It gave us issues, Doc. We didn't know how to get the ball out, where we should get it out soon enough. But just having a veteran present, Matthew Stafford, guy who's seen it all. He just threw his 300th touchdown pass. So that's a lot. So just having him in the fold is the difference between winning a game like that, Doc, and losing a game like that.
Well, you said something about Aaron Glenn and his defense, man. Yeah, he may have came in with a defensive philosophy, but in the end, the shit didn't work because we beat that ass. You know, Matthew Stafford, man, playing his old team. He said he was glad to see some of his old players and his old teammates and some of the old coaches and stuff. And he came out and had a good game, man. Matthew throwing for 334 yards, 3 touchdowns, got sacked one time. But the biggest difference is, bro, he didn't get a rock up. He didn't throw any picks at all. So Matthew abusing his former squad, and I'm pretty sure he said he enjoyed his time in Detroit, but I'm pretty sure he's glad to be on this side, his side other than the other side, because his franchise is they sorry as hell. But Matthew Stafford coming out, I think he threw his 300 touchdown, man, and hey man, he just gave us another great performance.
Hey Doc, Matthew Stafford is now in La La Land. So just imagine being 0-7 in Detroit, where old man Winter is pounding on the door. He's coming. It makes it hard to go to work. It makes it hard to stay focused in team meetings and things of that nature. But just to have a whole be 6-1 right now, 5-1, whatever we are, being fighting for a division first place with the Arizona Cardinals in Los Angeles, 70, 75 degrees. Hey, life is good, Doc. So I'm sure Matthew is pretty pleased. And, you know, hats off to the guy, man. I mean, he has 19 touchdown passes already in 7-6 games right now. So we talk about MVP. He definitely has to be in the conversation for the MVP along with the big guy we'll see in a couple weeks, King Henry, and other guys around the league. So hats off to him, man. Salute that guy.
Also salute his dinner guest, because of those touchdowns, 9 of those touchdown passes have gone to Cooper Kupp. Cooper Kupp once again having a great evening, man, a great afternoon. Cooper just catching the rock. And, I mean, you see Matthew targets Cooper more than anybody else, but who can blame him? Cooper with another huge day, 10 receptions, 156 yards, 2 more touchdowns. And just still, man, some of those routes he run, man, it's just, I mean, I'm amazed by it, because Cass, it seems like it's almost impossible for them to stay in front of him. Cooper getting loose again. Robert Woods had a nice little game. And also, man, Van Jefferson, bro, beautiful touchdown reception, man. So a lot of different players having another good game, but Cooper Kupp again showing that he's, you know, one of the top receivers in the league.
Cooper Kupp is very well on his way to achieving his first All-Pro season. So he's having a great year. And he's very similar. Robert Woods, Cooper Kupp, very similar. They can do the same things. Now, with the addition of Van Jefferson, of what he can do, Doc, you can see this guy outside on the perimeter getting more and more comfortable. Comfortable with his releases, comfortable when the ball's in the air attacking the football. Just more weapons are popping up, Doc. And when you think you have all of those guys corralled, then we have a Tyler Higbee there. So Higbee is just making plays. And Matthew just being that facilitator, Doc, week after week. It's going to come another week soon, maybe this week, where that defense is going to say, you know what, we're not going to let Cooper Kupp get loose no matter what. And then, bam, other guys have to step up. Maybe they get 10, 15 targets in a game, and then they keep it rolling. So it's a plethora of great talent that's all together, and they're gelling right now, Doc. I don't think they're even at their peak as far as knowing each other. I'm talking about the group of wide receivers, playmakers, and our new quarterback, man, because they haven't been there that long, no longer than 10 weeks together. So it's going to be interesting to see when these guys really get the rolling, Doc.
Well, you know, I want our running game to continue to get the rolling as well. Now, I talked about Detroit, man, you know, that 0-7, and that just don't look good. You know what I'm saying? They're not very good. I know, you know, they have professional football players on their squad, but as a squad, they're just not very good. But, you know, we did have trouble running the rock against them, man. You know, we only ran the ball 19 times, 2.5 yards a carry, 19 carries for 47 yards. Darrell Henderson, 15 for 45. So if anything we can look at that we need to improve on, running the rock better. But this was just this game, you know. And, I mean, Detroit got us on a couple of fake punts as well, man. So special teams. Yeah. A lot of them cats on special teams going to get that goddamn red dot today or tomorrow. Whenever they're going to get it, they're going to get pointed out. So there are some things we can clean up, and Sean McVay can look and be like, okay, we got to do better right here.
There's a lot we can clean up, Doc. I mean, just keeping the running attempts up to where they are, just letting teams know that we will run the ball on you. And I'm gonna go from a Kwame Brown perspective here. And give the Detroit Lions their respect, Doc, because You make it up to this league, you have those colors on, you get paid to play. Hey, that's saying a lot, dog. And those, the defensive front, the defensive seven, to be exact, man, was really all over. They need probably need a little bit of help on the perimeter on their outside. But that front seven, man, that front seven was coming. They was playing on the opposite side of the ball. And these are motivated guys, Doc. They don't want another 0-16 or 0-17. They can break a record this year. You can't tie a record with 0-16. But 0-17, Doc, it's not going to happen this year. So, fortunately, we're not that guy. We don't have to see this team until next year sometime again, whatever. So, we're very pleased with this W. Get these guys out of the way and move on to the next test.
Look, man, I'm giving them credit. I ain't taking nothing from them, because if you make it to the league, you deserve to be saluted. I salute them. But when you're playing against other dudes in the league and they are a lot better than you, man, let's call it what it is, man. They sorry as hell, bro. Now, they gave us a little problems, because I don't think we was all the way. You shaking your head. They sorry, dog. Yeah, they 0-7, man. What?
I'm listening. I'm just taking it in, man. I'm just listening to your take. Do your take, Doc.
I mean, I'm just saying, bro. You know, I'm giving them credit. But look, we were supposed to win the damn game by 14, 17, 20.
That's true.
We won the game by 9 points. So I'm happy we won the game. But I can't just sit here and say, take my hat off to the Los Angeles Rams for a great performance, because it wasn't a great performance. Now, we did what we needed to do in order to win the ball game. But you know, like I do, we're a lot better than the Detroit Lions, man. Yeah, they just these dudes, and you said the front seven was coming. Yeah, they were coming, but the fact of the matter is, there's 11 cats on the team, 11 cats on each side. So if the front seven was coming, the back four wasn't doing a goddamn thing. We was crushing them. So I don't want to just get on Detroit, because this is the ramblings about the Rams. But we could have played better, but we got the W, man. I'm just glad to see the fact that we are 6-1. And we're still, you know, up there at the top of the NFC West, because that other NFC West team still balling. They ain't lost yet.
Indeed, man. Indeed. So we got to go one game at a time. I know it sounds like a cliche, which it is, but we got to go one day at a time. We can clean up a whole lot in this game, particularly the special teams, Doc. We don't even like talking about special teams on this show, because most of the time when you do, it's something negative that happens. So to have two fake punts be successful against us from an alignment standpoint, Doc, is not good. I mean, just from when you see the pictures on the film, when they watch the film, you can just see from alignment that they have us outflanked to the left side. And surely their special team coach was saying, okay, when we get this look, we don't have to call it. We just going to run it. Just snap it to the upfront guy and let him go ahead. We're going to seal that hole. They sealed the whole right side of our defense. And they had about a 28-yard gain. So those things can be fixed, Doc. I think there needs to be a captain on our special teams to really stand up and lead and see what the coaches are saying and be able to apply that on the field and let everybody know this is what we got to make sure we're secure before the ball is snapped.
But that's damn near inexcusable, man. A cat get one fake punt on you in the game. Okay, all right. But two? Come on, man. You know what I'm saying? So if anything that the Rams are going to be pissed off and mad about today, that's
three.
One. Three. What? Three? Yeah, see I'm saying?
The onside kick.
Yeah. See, and that too. That's what I'm saying to special team coach. Your ass, you probably in some fire today. But, you know, because, you know, head coaches, they still want to find something to be upset about, something to keep the players motivated about. And that's one of the things we can look at. But at the end of the day, the fact of the matter is we are 6-1. We did get a W, man. It's entirely, you know, it's difficult to win in this league. And we did get a W. So right now, we did, you know, we won the ball game. And the defense, another good, you know, Jared Goff was Jared Goff. It's good to see him back. You know, I guess a lot of people said hello to him. And, you know, Aaron Donald was up close and personal with him. And we're talking about Jalen Ramsey coming up with that pick. But AD really, really is the one who really made that play, because AD once again, man, put their pressure on him and bear hugged Jared Goff and made him throw the ball. Probably wasn't even ready to throw it. And Jalen Ramsey right there to pick that off and pretty much seal the deal right there.
Absolutely. Beating a double team, like always, like he's constantly being double teamed, Doc. So just for him to get penetration, make sure he make Jared Goff uncomfortable, getting him on the ground. I believe he came away with one sack today, if I'm not mistaken. But a whole lot of pressure, Doc. And that's pretty much what he's known for. And other guys stepping up. Joseph Day. We got our Leonard Floyd being mentioned constantly, because he's constantly getting pressure on quarterbacks from an outside rush, Doc. I think they're fine tuning what we need, what we need to be doing from a defensive standpoint. And pressuring the quarterback is the name of the game in a passing league, man. So we're starting to get that done and starting to see it consecutively week after week. We saw it 2 weeks ago and we saw it yesterday.
Yeah, and I see the two sacks we got. Kenny Young got one, Sebastian Joseph Day got one, and Aaron Donald almost got it. He made him rush the ball up out of his hands. So, I pretty much give him a sack for that because it ended up with an interception. It's just good to see the defense playing that way, man, because as I said, man, I'm trying to look at these standings right quick because, I know Arizona wants – hey, Isaac, them cats for real, bro. I mean, ain't nothing else I can say. They legit, man. They won again, bro. And ain't nothing fluky about them. Kyler Murray was a little banged up, and they came back, bro. They 7-0, man. The fact of the matter, man, we don't play them again yet, so we really can't be looking at them too much. But I'm just glad that we're still up there near the top of the NFC West because we talked about the NFC West being the toughest division in the NFL, but right now it really don't seem that way, man, because hell, Seattle's 2-4, the 49ers 2-4. They're not playing very good. But the Rams, our Rams, up there near the top, 6-1. Arizona Cardinals 7-0. So I think now being able to win a game like this says a lot, man, because you don't play your best and you still get a W. So I'm pretty much gonna give us more credit. I ain't gonna stay on our ass too long, but I'm gonna give us more credit for being able to win a game when we didn't play as well as we're capable of playing.
Well, what it's starting to come down to, Doc, is this in the NFC West division is offensive line play and the ability to protect the quarterback, keep the quarterback healthy. We see those two teams in San Francisco, they're reeling because of quarterback play, not being available, being injured. It's happened in Seattle, it's happened in San Francisco, and look where those teams are right now. So the two teams that are leading the division, they're protecting their quarterback as best they can. They're still available. So I think that's what it's going to come down to, Doc. The most healthiest team, hopefully we can keep Matthew Stafford upright and be available for our offense, because you see just how fluid our offense can run when he's out there and performing well, man.
Now, Isaac, Arizona just beat Houston Texans 31-5, I think. And that's who we play next. So we just played a sorry team. Houston Texans is struggling. So hopefully we get a better performance next week. But we do go on the road. We got to go to Houston. Of course, we'll talk about that game later this week. But, hey, I guess, the Rams can be happy today. They can be happy today, forget about it, and now it's time to move on to the next game and look forward to this week and continuing this winning formula and this winning momentum.
Absolutely, Doug. You got this part of the schedule where it seems a little easy, but it's even tougher to be a professional in these games. You got 0-6 Detroit. You have your Houston Texans who are really struggling at the quarterback position and really don't know who that guy's going to be in the future. So you got two teams where you got to go in and be a professional, play the game the way it's supposed to be played, and focus in on what we do as far as execution. What do we expect? We expect our special teams to play better than they played last week. We expect another great performance by defense, getting after the quarterback, another rookie quarterback that will be playing this week, and just making sure these guys don't have any confidence to come out and play.
Big facts. Now, anything else you want to add before we get up out of here, Isaac?
That's it, man. Raheem Morris is getting it together. I like where we're headed with the offense. Doc, I just think Coach McVay is just opening up the entire playbook right now. I mean, once again, we saw Darrell Henderson running another perimeter route. I think that's in his arsenal. We're seeing a lot of guys from Cooper Kupp to Robert Woods being in the backfield, a lot of different formations. And he can just be offensive coordinator, Doc. He doesn't have to play quarterback this year. He doesn't have to play through the quarterback and read defenses for the quarterback right now. So you have a veteran guy who's who hit another milestone this past Sunday with 300 touchdown passes. And I'm feeling good about it, man.
And one thing though, he that's 300, which is great though. But damn, Tom Brady just hit 600. I'm just think about that, bro. I think he ended up now he got 602. So we're saluting Matthew Stafford with his 300. That's great. But Tom Brady, the dude, hairdo, 600 dog, gotta acknowledge that because that's unreal, bro.
Those numbers are there to be broken. I mean, you got Fran Tarkenton who's probably the first guy to hit 300. Dan Marino first got to hit 400, then Peyton Manning after him, the first got to hit 500. Tom Brady now is the first one to hit 600. So with the dispensation of the rules and how you protect the quarterback, how the wide receivers can run down the field. Doc, those numbers are going to be shattered, man. So salute to Tom Brady. Great feat. Keep the ball. I mean, do what you got to do. But those numbers are there to be broken, Doc.
Indeed, and I hope that do break it because I don't like the Warlock anyway. That's going to do it for this edition of Ramblings with Pro Football Hall of Famer Isaac Bruce and Doc Holliday. Until next week, we out.